This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2573. Six Things You Should Never Scratch Off Your Budget by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I'm here narrating for you every single day from some of the best articles on the web when it comes to money and finance. So without further ado, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Six Things You Should Never Scratch Off Your Budget by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. Budgeting is hard. We all want to have enough money for everything we need, but it's not always easy to know what those needs are. This blog post will outline six things you should never scratch off your budget, with explanations on why these things are important and how they can help improve your overall finances. Number one, savings. The first thing you should never remove from your budget is money for savings. Putting aside even the tiniest sum of money can make a huge difference in the long run, whether it's an emergency fund or investments. Even if you don't have much to save now, starting will help ensure that you'll be better off financially down the line. Don't forget about saving for retirement either. This is something most people fail to plan appropriately. If there are no funds set aside, at least contribute enough so that any employer matching contributions are taken advantage of completely, because these are essentially free dollars being added to your account. These days, many companies offer benefits like flexible spending accounts or health reimbursement arrangements, which allow employees to pay medical expenses with pre-tax dollars. If your employer offers this, be sure to take advantage of it. Don't forget that contributions made into a 401k plan are also eligible for the Savers Credit, which can help make saving even more affordable by reducing your tax burden. Number two, health insurance. Second, make sure you have sufficient health insurance coverage. Even if you're young and healthy now, it's important to think about your future self when making this decision. What would happen in the event of a major illness? What is your out-of-pocket maximum on your current plan? If you're looking at different options, you could consider researching health savings accounts as well. As mentioned, having the right insurance can also help reduce your tax burden. In addition, when filing taxes each year, most people receive either a premium tax credit or deduction depending on their level of income. So don't forget to factor these numbers into your budgeting. The best way to know what health insurance plan is right for you is to speak with an experienced broker or agent. They have access to multiple carriers and can help compare plans so that you choose the best one at a rate comparable to what was quoted online. Don't forget, if your employer offers coverage, consider signing up, as it's often cheaper than individual policies. And in some cases, employers may even contribute towards employee premiums. Number three, debt repayment. Third, make sure you're actively repaying your debt. This means having a plan to pay down student loans, credit cards, and other high-interest debts as quickly as possible. Most financial advisors recommend tackling the highest interest rate first, but this isn't always feasible. Sometimes it's better to start with those that have smaller balances or those from which funds can be withdrawn easily, such as a HELOC. If repayment results in more than one payment per month, look into balance transfer offers on 0% APR credit cards. This allows you up to a year before incurring any additional finance charges, so long as all of the payments are made on time. If not, there's usually an extreme APR penalty associated with these types of offers. If you're still struggling to find extra funds, consider getting a side hustle or taking on some overtime hours, but never neglect your financial obligations. If there is no way around it and you have credit card debt with an extremely high interest rate, see if the issuer will work with you to lower this fee by asking nicely. Don't forget about student loans either, as these rates are often variable, which means they could increase at any time without warning. Make sure to keep track of when each payment comes due so that missing one doesn't cause things to spiral out of control. Number four, life insurance. Fourth, buy life insurance if you have dependents. This means spouses and children, which most people can understand. But don't forget about parents or other relatives that rely on your income to survive. If a major accident were to happen tomorrow, would they be able to keep up with their current financial obligations? Many Americans underestimate how much money it costs to raise and educate one child. This number is often in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. If your family depends on your salary for survival, then taking out life insurance makes sense. Even better if there are ways to get discounts by taking certain health screenings before applying for coverage. Don't neglect these important numbers while planning either, as policies become increasingly more expensive every year, especially after age 50. Last but not least, remember that life insurance is a long-term purchase. This means it shouldn't be bought without considering your current financial state as well as the people you would leave behind. A policy may seem affordable now, but what happens if things change? If there are any new children or major expenses, don't forget to adjust accordingly. Don't buy until ready, and never neglect this important part of personal finance either. Just because you have coverage doesn't mean you can ignore payments on other types of loans. It's a good idea to keep track of all payments in one place, so make sure to use an automatic payment option for best results. Number 5, spending money. Fifth, don't spend your entire budget on the first few months of the year. This is a mistake many people make when they receive their yearly pay increase. It might feel good to buy that new car or go on an expensive vacation. Still, it's important to remember how this will affect other financial obligations, especially if you're carrying debt. Instead, always ask yourself, is this within my limits? Before making any major purchases. Sometimes having something now isn't worth incurring interest charges down the road. Remember, spending money should never be done carelessly, and while there's nothing wrong with splurging every so often for personal enjoyment, knowing what you can afford at all times makes saving easier too. And number 6, groceries. Finally, don't forget about groceries either. For many people, this is the biggest expense after rent. So it's vital to know what you can afford on a weekly basis. If your budget doesn't currently cover all of your grocery needs, then try looking into ways to cut back without dramatically impacting meals. For example, shopping at discount stores or taking advantage of coupons before heading out. Also, remember that eating out every day will quickly eat away any extra money you have available in your budget. Instead, cook simple dinners at home and bring lunch from home too, if possible, as these expenses add up over time. Remember, cutting back doesn't have to be a bad thing as long as you can still eat healthily. Just make sure to take advantage of sales and usually plan one day a week where you splurge on something special instead. This way, you don't feel deprived while also knowing that your budget is allowing for some extra fun from time to time too. In conclusion, there are many things you should never scratch off your budget in the new year. However, it's essential to plan accordingly and always remember that you are in charge of what happens to your finances, so take charge. You just listened to the post titled, 6 Things You Should Never Scratch Off Your Budget by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I appreciate that savings was first on this list. I used to think that having a high income would automatically mean that I was doing well financially. It took me a while to realize that what I save and invest from the money I make is really what determines my financial wellness. Money in the bank creates options, allows you to avoid crippling debt, and helps you navigate the things life throws at you much easier. Many of us get excited about the things we can buy with money, but what if we got equally excited about the financial security created through savings? There's a timeless book called The Richest Man in Babylon that stresses the importance of savings. One of the fundamental lessons in the book is to pay yourself first, meaning that you should save a portion of your income before any other expenses. The key for this to work is to make it a lifelong habit, despite your level of income. There will be times in your life where you can save more and times where you have to save less, but the simple act of habitualizing saving is what will create wealth in the long run. And that should do it for today. Thank you so much for joining today and every day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.